AM Live with Dance Rogers.
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Saturday AM Live, John Hogue. And it's Captain John Hogue, correct?
Well, technically at work, yes.
You probably don't get addressed by Carmen at home as, good morning, Captain. Hello, Captain. What would you like to drink?
No, Captain? She doesn't.
And for those of you who didn't catch when John was with us a few weeks ago, I encourage you to go back and catch that recording because you'll get to hear a little bit more of John's background, why he went on to, or why he chose to be a pilot, and more specifically, why Nikken? Why align oneself with a company, with a research and development company that brings products to us to bring into our homes? And, John, I want to set this up, and I want to, again, encourage everybody, star 6 on your phone line will demute your line. And, please, if you're in an area where there's a lot of background noise or you think there might be some background noise, do that carefully and cautiously. But we want to open this up for a Q&A time to ask. I've got a lot of questions that I know, especially after just coming off. We've been home for 9 days now from a 9-day trip in New England, 4 states. In 8 days, and absolutely terrific time. And in this season, if I can round up about a year and a half, 18 months or so, of a lot of uncertainty, especially in the travel industry because of an international pandemic. And with a couple last night who he is our chief meteorologist for our Fox News affiliate, and just, and his wife's a nurse. So just talking about common sense solutions. And John, you were gone last Saturday, and I forgot to ask where that trip took you.
Keflavik, Iceland.
Iceland. Okay.
Yes.
And that's a country I can't count as being been there because I've only been in the airport as a stopover on my way to Russia. But you got to go out of the airport, I'm guessing.
I did. Went out, stayed in Reykjavik. And it's interesting. South Africa and Iceland are the only two places on Earth where the European and the North American continental shelves meet on land, and you can actually go up and see them.
Say that again, the only two places on Earth where the continental what meet?
The continental shelf meets, the European one and North American one, both meet in Keflavik. Well, they meet in Iceland. They're up north of Reykjavik. But you can actually see that where the two shelves are rising up and butt up against each other and create a nice little fissure up there.
Interesting. And my guess is, go ahead, sorry.
Well, most people, if they want to see it, they have to go to the bottom of the ocean floor and run the length of the north-south through the Atlantic. But you can go to Iceland and see it.
And my guess is, because I don't study this, but being in certain parts of the world, you know, the Earth is loaded with energy, and that's thus, as Nikken has discovered, even prior to 1975, that how do we pull that energy into our homes? And again, my first question, and really only question to you, is, and I'm hoping people will jump on and ask away, but traveling for 8 days, I think it was day number 2 or 3 that both Stacy and I, Addie not so much because she's, you know, she's a live, energetic Ethiopian coffee bean in human form, okay? But when we're away from our Nikken wellness home, you know, of course we've got the necklace, the bracelets, the insoles, the Magflex, we've got that, our Nikken pillow. But we didn't drag our Nature Rest Fit with us. We could have, I guess, drug our Nikken waterfall, shower head, and all these other components that we take for granted, the air unit. when you're away from that, you start to realize really quick that, wow, didn't sleep as good. Now, again, got the pillow. Neither Stacy or ever leave home without that. But my biggest question to you is, John, what have you discovered? If there was, I guess I could boil it down to this. If there is one product in all of your gallivanting around the globe that you would say, yeah, I would never leave home without that one, what would that be?
The power chip and also the insoles.
Why?
Well, I started with the magnetics, and, you know, due to past injuries, I noticed immediate results on it. And over time, just using those, I've developed such a high tolerance for pain that it's kind of ridiculous. But, you know, I wear them in the cockpit when I fly. They don't interfere with the navigational equipment. I walk through security with them. They don't set off any alarms. And I get to keep that with me all the time, even if I can't take the sleep system or the water system or the air system with me. So I don't have any problem sleeping in most of these places because of just the residual effect. Even if you get off these things for several days, you still can feel the residual effects of it. But I just have it with me all the time.
Now, I'm guessing you don't sleep with socks on and put the insoles in your socks when you're, you know,
No, as a matter of fact, I'm not wearing any of it when I sleep, but I've been, you know, all day long in it, and it's been that way since, what, 2004 when we met? So, looking 17 years worth of wearing this stuff constantly, you know, my body is probably totally magnified or magnetic by now.
Well, and again, I don't want to hog John all to myself because I, you know, John and I get to have these conversations on a regular basis, and they're always fun, and they're more family-centered than anything because, again, as John said, we've known each other since 2004. And I want to go back to something that I said earlier, the common sense consistent consultant that, John, you were one that when Nikan introduced the Nature S Fit, you said, oh yeah, I saw that on the website and, there was no, kind of a no-brainer, I guess, if I can say it that way. How has this trust, and again, you just said it because of your initial experience, but how have you developed this trust, or let me rephrase that question. What has aided or made it so you just say, well, it's, if Nikan's going to introduce it, I'm going to go for it and just add it? For you and Carmen, but yeah, go for it.
Well, I'm one of these individuals, if I see an issue and a solution comes along and it works, I say, okay, let's do that. And when we met in 2004, and I had shown you my ankle, and you had that, what was the previous forerunner of the power chip?
I believe that was the Kinko Mini, similar product, yeah, but not quite as great technology-wise.
Right, and you loaned me one of those, and of course, when you did a strength and balance test on my wife, and then on me, and I said, oh, that worked. So there's got to be something to this. So you loaned me one of these. I tried it, and within a couple of days, all kinds of pains just disappeared. I said, I like this stuff. So I just stayed on it, and when we went down, I think it was we went to Houston for the silver, I'm going to call it convention. That's not the right term. the seminar. And we came back from Houston, and my wife has bad allergies. And she said, you know, I didn't have any allergy problems that whole weekend. And I had a huge conference room that just had one air filtration machine in one corner and one caddy corner across the room. And that's all they had in there. And we said, oh, well, that worked. We better get one. So it seems like everything we've tried with them, it seemed to work. So I just didn't argue
and
with it.
And I would have to think that you, again, in your occupation, being a pilot, I know you do your pre-check. I've watched pilots when we're either getting ready to board the plane, they do that. Do you call it a pre-check?
With the Nikon?
No.
I didn't. In the airplane, yes. Yeah. All your pre-flight setup and checks.
Pre-flight, okay. But there's still, there would have to be an element of trust that everybody else has actually done what they said they've done. You know, they've put the fuel in the plane.
Right.
You know, that, you know, it's not so much about making sure the windows are washed and, you know, I'm looking at a bottle of Rain-X right now. You probably don't concern yourself with that. But
no.
There's an element of trust that goes into it, that what was said is that there's no conspiracy, there's no lying or deception. It's just, hey, this is what we did, and you have to extend that trust. And when I think of you and I think of you guys' journey with Nikon, I'm thinking that they must, that again, that common sense that, yeah, this makes sense, let's go for it.
Right.
Yeah, so. Hey.
There's things that, in talking to you, you taught me about it that I looked at it and said, oh, that's why that happens. You know, if you go to the Bible, in the book of Proverbs, it's got three big themes: knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. And knowledge will answer the questions who or what. Wisdom will answer the questions when or where, but understanding will answer the questions how or why. Why does something work this way, or how does it work? And what you gave me was a lot of understanding when you began to describe to me how the magnetics work, or how Pi-Mag water goes into your body and what it does. And I went, oh, okay, that makes perfect sense. And once I understand it, it's real easy to figure out how to use it properly.
And John, yeah. I can't help but think when you the simplicity of talking about water. I was talking with my dear friend Karen Willens yesterday, and we were talking about an experience she had with a friend, and she said, "Have you drank any of the Nikon water lately?" And she said, "You need to drink some now. It will definitely help the situation." And she wasn't making a medical claim. And the response she got back was, well, it can't work that fast. And she said, well, this water does. And it was very adamant, and it truly does. It's simply, and we see that all the time. In first responders see that all the time. That what do they do with somebody who's chronically ill or a patient? We get oxygen in them. And we get water in them. And it's not water. It's not tap water. It's 97% pristine, clean water with a little bit of sodium. And it's the trace minerals that are in it. If you ever take the time to read the bag of the ingredients in an IV bag, it's that. It's exactly, but they sell it for a lot more than we can get it from the water.
Trust me. Usually comes with a bill for the ambulance trip too, right?
Yeah, those aren't cheap either, depending on where you live and what part of the world. But my point is simply, it can be that easy, and I thank you for that reference to Proverbs, because the wisdom, the understanding, the knowledge, it does. And for some of us, we're not playing that doubting Thomas, so to speak, perspective of, you know, well, that does make sense, so it's easier for some of us. I do want to open up the line and remind everybody, this is not Vance's question and a answer session with John. *6 on your phone line. Just tell us who you are, where you're calling from, and then go ahead.
Hey, Vance, this is Elaine in Utah.
Go ahead.
I was particularly interested last time we heard the captain, how when you find something that's working, you automatically look outward to other people, you know. And I would love him to tell the story about his father's condition, shuffling and not walking with full stride, and how that helped him, please.
Well, my mother was a educational diagnostician, so she researches everything. And Dad was in second stage Parkinson's when Vance and I met. And he was 6'3", and when he walked, he would take little shuffle steps about 4 to 6 inches. And so when I first met Vance and we were talking about what he did, he did a strength and balance test on my wife and myself. So I stuck my ankle out at him, and my ankle was about as big as a grapefruit. I had torn ligaments in it years earlier. So I said, well, will it help this? He says, yeah. And I thought, well, if it'll help this, it'll help my dad. I was just convinced at that point. So I ordered a set of insoles, and I sent it to my parents. I told Mom, well, just put these in his shoes, see what happens. Well, Mom's one of these that she's skeptical about all this stuff if she hasn't done all the research. But I sent them to him in October, and then at Thanksgiving, we went up to visit. And we had to go out and pick some stuff up. So Dad and I went to the stores, and Dad was taking full-size steps of a man of 6'3", just keeping right up with me. I'm 6'2". And so I got home. I started asking my mom about it. She says, well, you know, says, with Parkinson's, it can affect any system in your body. You never know what it's going to affect. I can remember times where Dad would be looking at me and he'd suddenly say, in 5 minutes, I'm going to be stone deaf. Don't worry about it. I'll have my hearing back tomorrow morning. And I don't know what the trigger was that he recognized, but sure enough, give him 5 minutes, he was deaf. Or there would be times it would mess up his equilibrium and you're just standing there talking to him and he suddenly starts leaning over, and if you don't reach out and catch him, he's going to fall. So I asked my mom about that, and they've always been early risers. But he slept a lot with Parkinson's. She'd be up by 5:30 or 6 in the morning, and he'd sleep till 11 o'clock. And she said, they put these insoles in. He wore them one day, and the next morning, about 7 in the morning, he walks in where she was, and he's fully dressed. He didn't have to have any help, you know, buttoning the shirt or anything. And she said it was just amazing. He had energy, went all day long, never got tired. And she said, I've looked at everything. The only thing I can figure out is got to be those magnetics. So I said, yeah, I told you so. But he, up until the point where he could not walk anymore, which was a result of a fall, he kept normal size steps he died in 2011, and I sent those to him in October of 2004. So for almost 7 years there, he could not walk probably the last 3 years. And that was because he slipped and fell and fractured a vertebrae. But up till then, he walked with full-size steps for a person of 6'3". And
you know,
the
John,
only thing,
I go ahead.
The only thing they did was stick those insoles in his shoes.
You know, John, what I was going to say or contribute to that is that we live in a community, small town, where people, as they age, they don't want to move. They don't want to leave. And I understand that. They're very resilient. And some of these are some of my dearest friends. And I totally get it. But as we age, our bodies aren't as youthful and spry as they were, you know, during our teenage or in our 20s. But just thinking about that simplicity of being able to take full-size steps, those of us who that's just part of our routine, we don't realize, or we take that for granted. So being able to utilize something, and are we making a medical claim? No, absolutely not. I want to make that very clear that anytime we use any of the Nikan Wellness Home solutions, the results are merely coincidental. But at the same time, I think for what our family has discovered, I'm talking about my parents, our immediate family in our home, both my brothers, their families, common sense solutions. That, you know, the Nikan sleep systems, the water, the air, the nutrients, the grounding pad. The list goes on. The skincare. We get to enjoy these benefits, but the key is we have to use them. And is Nikan the end all for all wellness? No, not by any means. However, we've been blessed now for 28 years. So I can't help but think of, you know, John, those, as you said, 4 or so years that your father was able to take full size steps. And that's I'm 5'6", so at 6+, those were big steps.
And yes.
This is Renee in Michigan. I have a question for you, John. You say that when you fly, you always take the power chip and the mags or the insoles. How do you use the power chip? Do you put it as a necklace?
I put it in my pocket.
Oh, you put it in your pocket. Okay. So I was just curious. I have a friend whose son is a pilot, and I wanted to recommend how to use that.
Yeah, I just wear it in my pocket. And I can't speak for different manufactured airplanes, but I can tell you on a Boeing airplane, right towards the bottom of the instrument panel, there's some kind of a bar. It depends on which model airplane. And you'll look at it and you'll think, wow, look at that rough black, almost tape over it. Almost looks like you're supposed to put your feet there. Well, believe it or not, that's exactly what it's for. It's because we'll sit there and pop our feet up as we're flying along. You're on autopilot for long periods of time. So I put my feet on that with mag steps in it right next to the instrument panel, and it doesn't mess up anything. So that way I've always got my magnetics on me. And it's amazing how many crew members, when you tell them you've got those, they'll go, oh, what does that do? And as soon as we get a break, I'll get out the power chip and do a little strength and balance test with them, and it works every time.
Cool. Thank you.
And I, John, you answered my question, and I'm sure Renee was thinking the same thing. Why the power chip? Well, again, it's right there. It's like a Nikan power band necklace or a bracelet. You can easily.
It is. It's portable. It's small. You can carry it with you pretty much all the time. You can almost always find a place somewhere in your clothing that you can put one.
And I can't help but think somebody texted me yesterday, and they asked me specific products to use for a specific thing. So I, of course, unloaded at least a half a dozen in my response back. And then they asked me for another issue, and I said, well, for that one, Stacy and I use the MagFlex. Because we just shipped it over to that side of our body. For some reason, both of us have I want to be careful here and with not naming conditions, but it's, I just say it. It's easier that way. Sciatica issue. Mine is a result from jumping off a 75-foot waterfall and hitting that side of my, you're not supposed to do that. And I know, John, please don't resist the temptation to make fun of my youthfulness or my days when I was young and dumb. But our bodies are not.
I remember some of those things.
But when I use the Flex, And what's interesting for me, different seats, and for some reason, those of us who are not sitting up in the front of the airplane, and Stacy and I, we've had two trips this summer, and a total of, what is that, six airplanes. But man, some of the smaller ones, wow, that hurts. It really does hurt. But what we found, and again, we're the same way. We just keep them on our persona going through security, and it's never been an issue. Of course, I get patted down every time, and they ask me, can I lift your shirt in the back? Absolutely. They look at it. Most say nothing. But some go, what is that for? I said, well, as long as I wear that, my back doesn't hurt. And I, you know, but they're not, you know, in there. What, do you use the same acronym, by the way, or the same explanation of TSA? I learned that this last trip, thousands
standing around. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. That was an interesting.
I remember when they first went to that program after 9/11, and they were doing interviews for it, and I was actually in a hotel in Salt Lake City, and I stepped out, and there was a line going from this room out the building, and it went down the sidewalk all the way around the building, and I asked someone, what is this? What's going on? They said, oh, those people are here to interview for this new TSA thing. And I thought everybody and their dogs was out for that. Some of those people, I looked at them and I thought, I don't want them being my security. But there was at least 1,000 standing around at that point. So,
well, we don't want to beat up on them because I'm sure, and I actually know some of them. I know people that do that. But getting back, and again. I'm putting these pauses in. I'm trying. I have this fear of dead air, and I purposely am not using my headset, so I'm not looking at text. So if you're texting me saying, Vance, ask this, no, that's your job. But we've got some time here. If you've got a question that you've always thought, I wonder about this when it comes to traveling and coming out of an international pandemic, global pandemic, thoughts, questions, concerns.
Hi, Vance.
Good morning, Julie.
How's everything?
Fantastic. And please, for John's sake and everybody else, remind everybody where you and Ron get to reside.
So this is Julie Clark. I live here with my husband in Middlebury, Connecticut, and my husband is my walking Deacon testimonial. He uses and loves all the products just like I do. My question for John would be the stewardesses. How many stewardesses on your plane wear the insoles, and do you encourage them to do it? And if you do, how do you encourage them to wear the insoles?
I doubt if they would wear insoles because they change shoes a lot. They have to, when they're on the airplane, they have to carry flat shoes, not heels. But then when they get off to walk through the terminals, they change the shoes to heels. So I haven't seen any of them wearing them. And I, believe it or not, I'm more of a user of the product as opposed to a distributor. I do have a distributorship, but I'm not a salesman. I would rather give you something than try and sell you on it. More of what I've seen is I will use the power chip because it's easy to do a strength and balance test with someone as opposed to taking your shoe off right there. For some reason, they're not interested in my feet. But I'll do that. I'll tell them, hey, you know, there's all kinds of products. I've got insoles in my shoes. A long time ago, I had the Neken belt. I could tell them about that, too. I used to wear one of the necklaces until it got lost. But I will run across flight attendants and pilots both that they've heard from it from somewhere else, and some of them even come up and tell me, hey, you ever tried these Neekin products? And I'll just sit there and let them talk. So, and then eventually, if we have time, I'll say, yeah, my upline is Vance Rogers. And they go, really? So, but I don't know how many of them use it. I know the ones that do seem to love it. And, of course, yeah. They're on their feet a lot going through the a flight, whereas I'm sitting down the whole time. Go ahead, Vance.
Well, Julie brings up a really interesting question and point that goes back to your father's experience, that the concept of balance. And, again, fresh off of a trip and knowing, and all the walking we did around the city of Boston, you know, and walking on roads and streets and alleyways that are, you know, hundreds of years old, young for Europeans, but old for us, but cobblestone, very uneven bricks and stone and all that stuff, big cracks and crevices. And, you know, again, for Stacy and I, we know the value, the difference that being able to have balance and being able to walk. And my thought is, and I guess it's a question, or maybe it's a reciprocal question here, that the balance required for a flight attendant, someone that's walking up and down, because I watch these people and I know they haven't consumed any alcohol, so I know they're not drunk, but they struggle, and you see them, you know, touching, grabbing a hold of the seat back or bumping into people, because it's not exactly a stable walkway when you're at that elevation. And it really does make a huge, huge difference. So, Julia, I appreciate that question.
And I don't know if you ever got on one of these carnival rides where you're going through this, it's almost like a spook house, but there'll be a walkway and it's shaking and you're supposed to try and walk across it. And a lot of times if you get into any kind of rough weather, that's what it's like for them walking on that. And you don't notice it when you're sitting in the seat until you decide to get up. There's a reason they turn the seatbelt sign on and don't want you running to the restroom or something when you're in that kind of weather. And most of the time we'll have the flight attendant seated too, but sometimes they do have to walk on that. And I can see where having the insoles, or if they've got, you know, the necklace or a power shift somewhere where that can help them a lot.
You know, the other thing that pops into my mind is the rope suspended bridges that are in different parts of the world. And usually they're in an area where tourism, but there are countries where that's an ordinary day of life. I'm thinking at both Disney World and Disneyland, the Swiss Family Robinson, there's several of those. And, I've always, because I can, I'm always one of those dads that wants to try and bounce my kids around on those, and they don't enjoy it. Emily and Ken have learned to tolerate me, but Addie is more vocal, and she's like, Daddy, or Stacy will end up yelling at me, you know, because there's other people on it, and I think that we're there to have fun. It's the happiest place on earth, right? That's what we were told when we walked through the gate. And but there's never been a problem with me being stable on those, because again, and I credit the insoles for the last 28 years, coming up on 29 now, that they really do. And again, the theory, the concept of having, you know, what is it, 90,000 nerve endings in each foot, so when you, you know.
Well, I think it's a combination of both your magnetics. And the fact that you do that stuff all the time, you're on roofs all the time. Those of us who aren't would fall off real quick. And, you know, when you have the flight attendants, for example, they're used to walking back and forth on this, even when it's a little bit bouncy. But your average passenger isn't. So, but the magnetics improves it for you. You know, you could take these and look at any gymnast, you know, you could walk up to Simone Biles and look at her and say, I can make you stronger and better balanced in a matter of seconds. And it's an honest statement. And you could do that with any gymnast, any athlete. I don't understand why more people in athletics don't use this stuff, other than the fact that I guess our distributors just aren't out talking to them enough.
we'll take that as a not a public rebuke, so to speak, but a challenge.
There you go.
A challenge. There we go. No, and it's one of the things that you know, you mentioned gymnasts. They obviously are not wearing shoes ever, because that's part of the attire of the sport. But I've noticed Kenna, our oldest daughter, who's become an avid runner, that she's not. I just did look at a pair of her jogging shoes, her main pair. She's got quite a few pair of shoes now, but she does have a pair of the insoles in them, and she does move them. But again, it depends on the thing. I will never leave home without them. I'm like you, John. I'm the same way. The last few years, I've grown weary of switching them from shoe to shoe, and I have more than one pair of shoe, depending on the application, depending on what I'm doing, and I try to think ahead as much as can, but I always like to take the Boy Scout, you know, mentality of always be prepared. I think that's their philosophy. I never was one. But it's better to have them than not have them, because what I've discovered, that simple product that the company was started with, you know, back in 1975, and I know that having met him, having received the infamous Masuda hug, Isamu Masuda, who has since passed away, the founder of the company, knowing what his mandate, his motivation was, to if we could get a pair of these insoles in everybody's shoes that wears shoes. Not everybody wears shoes, but if we could get them in everybody's shoes, what a difference we could make.
Yeah.
And it would be huge. We got time for, I'm looking at the clock. I want to give everybody a chance here who wants to ask a question. One more.
Aloha, Vance.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Who do we have here?
This is Jim, also known as Kimo. I spent a large part of my life in Hawaii, but now I'm in Virginia Beach. But I've been listening here, and maybe I missed it. A question for the captain. With the insoles, of course, you demonstrate them with having people stand on them. But I was curious, how do you demonstrate the strength and balance with the chip? Do you have them hold?
It depends on the individual, but I will do what I do is have them stand with their hands out where I'm pushing down on them, and I'll ask them, what's happening to your feet? And they'll always tell me, I'm coming up on my balls of my feet or on my toes. I say, okay, let's try that again, and depending on the individual, I may put a power chip right on top of their head. Or just tell them, hold this in your hands and do it again. And I'll say, now what's happening to your feet? And they're going, wow, they're flat on the ground. What happened? I said, well, you just got a huge increase in strength and balance right there just by being in contact with that.
Okay. I can see them holding it in their hand. Before you put it on their body.
I'll have them holding their hand. Depends on whether it's a man or a woman and how they're dressed and, you know, how comfortable they are. You know, do I know them? I've had family members I've done that on, females that have very large hair, and I would take my wife's necklace and wad that up, just drop it in their hair. But they knew me well enough for me to do that. We just had, my granddaughter had her 8th birthday and she wanted to have a swim party. So she had it up here. Well, her best friend came. So since I was going to be off all week, I invited her best friend to come up. Well, her mom and my daughter-in-law brought the girls up. And when they walked in the house, her mom looks at me and, cause she saw our, water system sitting on the counter, And she says, oh, is that that deacon thing? She says, my daughter keeps coming home from your granddaughter's home saying, hey, you ought to try this deacon water. They got this really great water. And I said, well, do you know anything about it? She said, no. So I did a strength and balance test, and all I did was have her stick her finger under the water for about a second, and that was enough to make a difference in her. Wow. So you can do that test with all just about any product that's got magnetics in it. You're going to get the same results. And if you and I learned this from watching Vince at one of the seminars we did one time, where he kept adding all these various products. You could see the person getting stronger and stronger, and then he gave them a sip of tap water, and it all disappeared instantly. So I'll do that with them, too.
Well, the reason I ask is I walk around with a power chip in my pocket all the time. I still have it in that little plastic pouch it comes in so it doesn't bang around, you know, with coins in my pocket or something. But and another thing, too, Vance, I don't know how it happened really or how things came about, but I go to Sam's Club occasionally, and there's this lady that works at the door with the cart. She wipes down the carts and everything and pushes them up for people. And she was walking all hunched over and everything, and like she was walking on nails or something. And I asked her what the problem was. I said, obviously you're in pain. And she told me that she didn't think she was going to be able to work much longer because of her feet and her back and everything. So I happened to have a pair of the insoles in the car, some that I had used at one point. And I got them. I put them in her shoes and told her, I said, wear those for a few days. And I didn't go into any lengthy explanation, but she trusted me. She put them in her shoes. And I wasn't back in there again for a little over a week, maybe 10 days. And I went in, and she was smiling. And I said, wow, what a transformation. And I asked her if she thought it was those insoles, and she said, well, it was something. She said that her feet felt more relaxed when she went home that night after we'd put them in her shoes. And she said it's just gotten better and better. And like I say, she was actually smiling.
Yeah. So am I, and Vance probably is too.
I'm laughing. I'm laughing right now because it's so fun to listen to, again, John, again, thank you, but Jim and Renee and Julie and Elaine, your questions were grace-filled, and I thank you for being kind to John because we really have no idea where these are going to go. But I want to say thank you to each one of you as well for doing a little bit of common sense homework, and that you've helped others those of us who are listening, learn a little bit more. And John, you have, I guess I could use the word provoked us to do more, because there are literally millions of people out there that have no idea how simple this is. And
Vance. I'm sorry to interrupt. I have 2 points. First of all, with the insoles, they're really, you can use them any place on your body. Because initially, that was the only thing I had when we first started, because Marty had taken the Flex to work, and I got something around my sciatic, and I wanted to walk, and I took it out of my shoe, put it there, went for my walk, took it out halfway because it felt better, and I was a happy camper. So you can use it on any part of your body. But I do have a question, because when you were talking about the stability of walking on a plane with a little bit of motion problem going on, it reminded me of being on a ship when we were in a lot of turbulence. And
yeah,
it destroyed my knees, and I ended up having to have knee replacements years sooner than I expected. When I asked the orthopedist, he said, I said, do you think that had any bearing on this? Because we were out there for 3 days like that. And he said, yeah, you were walking like a drunken sailor. So is it the same kind of feeling on the plane for the flight attendants?
I'm guessing it is. They haven't said anything to me, but I have, as a passenger, had to get up and walk back and forth from time to time when you're in weather like that, usually to help a flight attendant out, and it's difficult getting back and forth. You're being thrown around. Turbulent weather is the number one thing that injures flight attendants. And you get far more flight attendants injured than you do passengers, because then they have to get up and go put a card up or secure something that came loose. So, whereas the rest of us are all strapped in, we hope.
I can remember one time on a flight, I was in the ladies in the restroom, and they said you have to get back to your seats. And walking back to my seat, I could still see myself with my right knee going up almost to my chest, and I had no control over it.
Pretty sure any of the magnetics helps them a lot on it, for those that are familiar with it. Now, I will say this, if you go back and look at my order history the last few years, the thing you see me ordering the most of is I'll go order 10 of the power chips at one time and just keep them around. Because like I said, I'd rather give you something than sell it to you, because I'm not a salesman. But when I run across people that I realize it would really help them, I just give them a power chip. And I tell them, look, it's got this little ring. You can wear it as a necklace. You can put it in your pocket. For those of you who wear blue jeans, especially things like your Levi's, in the right pocket, you know, that little small square pocket was actually put in there for pocket watches originally. It's a great little pocket to stick your power chip in. Keeps it away from everything else.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely don't want it next to your credit cards if you still want to go shop.
Thank you.
You bet.
Thank you, Nancy. And by the way, that's Nancy Cosman from Cleveland, Ohio, for those of you. And it's not a gift that Vance has, that, you know, the voice recognition. Okay, just I've done life more than a decade, I think, with some of you. So, but John, I want to wrap up our time here this morning with this one statement, and that is two words: thank you. Because I'm realizing, as you keep saying, you're not a salesman. You've convinced me of that. But I think the rest of the Nikin family needs to say thank you to you, because we've probably reciprocally received a lot of sales of people that you've invested a power chip into their life, and they've probably gone on the Nikin website, and those people get connected to those of us who are consultants randomly. The computer just randomly goes through every active Nikin consultant. And this definition of active is that it's changed, but the standard was every 3 months, every 90 days, you're accumulating or you've generated in one calendar month, or maybe it's a rolling through, I'm not sure exactly, but at least 100 points, $100 worth of customer sales. And then we get assigned these people. And we get a lot of them. Between my parents and Stacy and I, it's really fun, because I'm going, I don't know who that person is. And I'll usually follow up with a phone call or an email or even a strategic text if I think it might be a cell phone number, and thank them for their order. And those conversations, I usually ask, hey, how did you find out about Nikin? And John, it's because of people like you. So,
right.
Thank you.
And I commute halfway across the country to work. I live in San Antonio, but I work out of Atlanta. So when I go to work, I'm around people that they don't live in my community. And you know, pilots and flight attendants may be commuting in from all over the country. You know, I'll go to work with somebody that he lives in Seattle, and he's sitting 3.5 feet to my right, and we're nowhere near each other. So when I run across people that I've talked to about Nikin, I'll tell them, I give them the website, and I say, go on and look at it, And if you're interested, you can submit it, and Nikan will find a distributor in your area that will get a hold of you. And I just let it go that way, and I never know what's going to become of them, but I'm sure some of y'all probably have had people that you located them that way. So.
And again, that the other two words that I would say to all of us is, you know, follow up. You never know. You never know. And it doesn't hurt. It's an act of respect with folks to do the right thing. Be kind and follow up. That was so much of what we learned on this last family working vacation, if I can call it that, being able to connect with a few consultants. Just so much fun and so much of an education anytime you can travel to a very historical place like New England, especially Boston. But John, thank you, because I really do appreciate, I appreciate the friendship that we've been able to enjoy for, again, as you said, since 2004, and watching our kids grow up together and do life together. But thank you for this time, because I've learned a ton. It's just that continual repetition.
And Vance, I'm going to throw one thing in here. For those who do Nikan as your primary business, it's easy to follow up with people. But when you're talking to someone about it, but you're actually there as an employee of another company, you have to be respectful of that company. And if I were to go, and this is why I tell them go on the website, if I were to go and return someone's call and they didn't like it, all they have to do is pick up the phone and call Delta Airlines and say, one of your employees was doing this on the job. I get in trouble. And that's one of the reasons I don't push it when I'm on the job. I'll share it with someone if I think they need it, but I'll reference them back to the website. And I don't have a problem if it builds somebody else's business. But that is something you do have to consider is, when you're dealing with someone who may be showing you something, but they're actually an employee of another company, they're limited what they can do there. Now, if you catch me when I'm at home, it's a different story. When I'm off, I'm free to do however I want to present it there.
And that's excellent advice. Again, thank you. That word respect and being... I guess the word integrity also comes in, because you don't want to. I remember a stat a few years ago of how many billions of dollars are lost. And the stat was, I don't know if it was a weekly stat or a monthly stat, but how many billions of dollars are lost every single time period due to people not respecting their employees, and so on social media, looking, texting, chatting. And that's not respectful. So in the same way, again, John, thank you for that advice, because we do need to be honorable and respectful of other people's time and the company that they're being paid to work for. So John Hogue, Captain John Hogue, was our guest. If you jumped on late or missed it, and the recordings, as always, I like to make this known, SaturdayAMLive.com. SaturdayAMLive.com is the website. Look in the 2021 recordings. They're in reverse order. The newest are at the bottom. And maybe this could be of help to somebody who is in the airline industry. I don't know. Or just they're dealing with some simple issues like walking normal, as Jim Hartman alluded to the experience he had with the gal at Costco. You just never know. You just never know. So, again, thank you, John. Have a great weekend, everybody. Look forward to seeing several of you on Master Day. And we will connect next Saturday, same time, same bat channel, as they say.
To learn more about Nikan, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.